That's why I made the title, I Can Still Feel Those Ears on My Head. That's why I titled this New Faiths in Easter. I started to put new faith in Easter. Today is Easter Sunday. It's, as we heard too, it's the Sunday after Passover. It's the day after celebrating a Passover Seder for many people. On the Wiccan calendar, it's Ostara or Esther. Not the day, but it's really close because they celebrate the equinox for that celebration. It's a celebration of fertility and new life. It also is the first Sunday in April. And in a complex way, it's the first Sunday after the full moon of the first of something. And that's how we think that it's Easter. But it was a full moon. Did you notice it? Yeah, you did. You notice that flowers are in bloom. How many people in their yards, their tulips came up this week? Raise their heads. Right. Savi Underhill used to remind me, because she had a lot of experience in the tropics, that this is a temperate climate experience. But in the tropics, there's a rainy season, a dry season. The rains come, what happens? Flowers come up. Plants grow again. For many people, it's just another day. It's the day before Monday and the start of the work week, school week, and if you're retired, that calendar of stuff that's always there. It's like last night was in college basketball world playing the Final Four. It was four teams playing. And anyway, we can go on about that. It's pretty exciting and cool. But there was somebody, as I was expressing excitement over it, said, just another day. I wasn't aware of college basketball till you said something about it. So some people cock their head as if, how can I believe that? That's it. It's just another day. But this is Easter Sunday. So in our culture, in our town, something's going on. You know that. And it's all around. It's there. I had somebody call me this last week to say, it's Easter. What do you guys do on Easter? And the call was saying, my heritage is Jewish. So how do you treat this? Is this going to be about horns? Really? Or seriousness with bunny ears, where all are welcome to that celebration? How is this going to be done? I went to Southern Appalachian Brewery to see friends who all happen to be members of St. James Episcopal Church. And they meet there on Sunday afternoons late. And so I went, and one of them said to me, and that was Palm Sunday, and said, did you guys do anything for Palm Sunday? I guess you don't observe. I said, sure we did. And I started to say, we did it even better than you did. But I didn't, in my out loud voice. Yes, there was more tradition there. I mean, not tradition, but there was more pageantry. There was more stuff. There was this bigger thing. But what we did on Palm Sunday touched me and touched my life in a way that I went forward from it inspired and engaged. It's going on. It's all around. Something's going on about Easter, or perhaps in our personal history. Certainly in the history of our Unitarian and Universalist religious traditions, there's a central story that's told on Easter Sunday of Jesus dying before it was the crucifixion, being put in the tomb, and then rising from the dead on the third day, moving away the stone and rising from the dead on Easter Sunday. But it's also a story of a central question of life and death, of our fear of death, of addressing that there is life through addressing our fear of death. There is a way to live more fully and not be afraid. We've come to the point of focusing more on the real questions of what does it mean to live now? How does it affect our lives to move through that fear that blocks us? How is it to live life unafraid of dying? How is it to live life through death? The Buddhists have a similar central notion or experience, and they call it enlightenment. Life and death as one. For me, in that relationship, Easter becomes a Buddhist reminder. How we understand and approach global warming is an Easter question. How we recognize and value joy, life energy recognized and felt, spring energy coming in us, is an Easter question. How we greet and live each day is an Easter question. Not Easter really as Christian holy day, separating Christians from Jewish people, Wiccans, whomever, because they're not celebrating that day or believe in it in the same way, but as the result of our reflection on the question and relationship of life and death, of life through death, of life beyond our fears, that unifying sense of the whole that says, yes, life is like that. You can do that. You don't have to have heaven and horns to live a good life. You can do it here and now. These are Easter revelations. It's another day. Yes, just another day. And also more than just another day. It was culturally in me before I came to do this job. But it was also more just another day in some ways. But as I've been here each Easter, I have to reflect on it and think about it and sit with it and be there for new revelations, new insights that come forth. I've spoken about my bulletin board in the kitchen. This spring, I had that spring cleaning moment where I cleared off my bulletin board. I said, I'm going to clear it off and I'm going to take it down. I'm going to put something else up there. I'm not noticing the things that are on it anymore. They've become dead to me, really, because I'm just used to them. So I took everything off. I moved the bulletin board. I hung a picture there. And I went, that doesn't work. So I put the bulletin board back, but I'd taken all these things off of it, and I brought back these pieces that didn't want to die, didn't want to go away. I brought them back to life, and now I see them anew. I had resurrected them. And one of them is the piece from Wendell Berry, which I have used on Easter several times, and it stays, it actually balances the Thich Nhat Hanh calendar. If you hang that on one side, the bulletin board tips. But it turns out if you put the Wendell Berry piece on the other side, it balances. He wrote this in 1970. Wendell Berry, it was called Manifesto, the Mad Farmer Liberation Front. Love the quick profit, the annual raise, vacation with pay. Want more of everything ready-made. Be afraid to know your neighbor and to die. Every day, in order to counter that, skipping down, he says, do something that won't compute. Love the world. Work for nothing. Before that, he has lines that say, if you do those first things, you will have a window in your head and they will have access to you. When they want you to buy something, they will call you. 1970. So every day, do something that won't compute. Love the world. Work for nothing. Ask the questions that have no answers. Invest in the millennium. Plant sequoias. laugh. Laughter is immeasurable. Be joyful, though you have considered all the facts. Remember that line? And then he ends at the bottom, Easter. Practice resurrection. There's another piece by E.B. White that's tacked up there that I hand wrote. He said, if the world were merely seductive, that would be easy. If it were merely challenging, that would be no problem. But I awake in the morning torn between the desire to improve or save the world and the desire to enjoy or savor it. That makes it hard to plan the day. That's what he says. There's also another one that says, life is a series of thousands of tiny miracles. Not the big miracle of rising from the tomb as a full body and going to heaven. Come back. The tiny miracles that say we're always being renewed and rising from the dead. There's also a New Yorker cartoon that my daughter Hannah, it's actually a card that she sent me, posted at the top of it. It shows two men looking at a roadside sign that says, stop and think. And they're looking at it and it goes, sort of makes you stop and think, doesn't it? So when we ask, what does it mean to be a people of revelation? We are a people of revelation. We are a people seeking new insights, unapologetically, looking for those new organizing images that make more life more inclusive, more joy-filled, more reflective of the nature of the universe in our bodies and in our culture. Actually, we are looking for no less than new faiths. Not because we don't have faith, but because that's part of having faith. New ways of meaning and new symbols. Images from life, of life, for life, revealed. Easter revelations, spring energy. I've talked about Buddhist monk Thich Nhat Hanh saying, I give thanks for 24 brand new hours as he gets up in the morning. The sun is rising on the forest and also my awareness. And now my bulletin board is his 2015 calendar. So another way you could say that is each morning we are born again. He says for March, he has these beautiful little paintings, he says, we only need to practice breathing in and breathing out once to reach that oneness of body and mind. Then we are well established in the present moment. We become more real and alive because we are fully present. Resurrection, revelation, in a breath. July is taking in breaths in mindfulness is an act of liberation. Passover, freedom, resurrection, revelation. And then in May, he says, when we look deeply at a flower, we can see the whole cosmos is contained in it. Now there's a revelation. There's a resurrection of life and love. Each morning, we are born again. When we say Happy Easter, these are the things that we mean. When we have eggs and egg hunts, we're participating in new life, new joy, new meaning, actually participating in living or new faith. So may you be born again to yourself, to spring, to the sun, to joy, to life. Happy Easter to you all.